Christ to you, pray that I may have the grace to let you be my servant too. We are pilgrims on a journey, we are travelers on the road, we are here to help each other walk the mile and bear the load.
I will hold the Christ life for you in the night time of your fear. I will hold my hand out to you, speak the peace you long to do.
I will
reach
with you
to
Well, good evening, everyone. It is good to be here with you all tonight. As was mentioned, we are from Magnolia and Maranatha congregations there in Mississippi. Been looking forward to spending this evening with you, and I trust we can lead you in worship. Our program this year is called Let Me Be Your Servant. And, you know, the Christian life is a life of humility. It requires working together with our brothers and sisters, and sometimes we want to just do our own thing and be individualistic and not reach out to those around us. But in our Christian life, we need each other, we need the church, we need our brothers and sisters, and so it's our desire to inspire each one of us tonight to press on, to do the hard things, to be humble, and reach out to those around us, be willing to help and be helped. And I trust we can have a worshipful experience tonight and be a blessing to you and to each one of us.
Sick and sore,
All right, at this time, we will introduce the group to you. If you're wondering who's who, we'll give you everybody's names.
All right, so I'll start in the back with our bus driver, Jason and Rosalie Nisley. They're here somewhere in the back. They're the ones that got us here, so they're usually the ones that get introduced last, so we'll try to give them some credit. They also have their youngest son Rylan with them, and they left four children at home. We have Ben Flagel. He is our, I'll call him the senior director. His wife Krista and Spencer in the back, and they also have four children at home. Benson Flagel is also their oldest son. He's joining us on tour this year. So we have Rondon and Karen Bontrager, and they have their two daughters with them, Caitlin Bontrager and Kimberly Bontrager. We have Caleb Lapp and his sister Nikki Lapp there in the top. Derek Yoder, we have Lane Yoder, Ryan Yoder. I'm sorry, no, Ryan's not with us. I need to stick with my list. Carmen Yoder and Brooke Yoder. They're all siblings. Lamar Miller and Victoria Miller, siblings. And then we have Tyler Lee, Alan Lee, and Tim Lee somewhere. There he is. Y'all know who he is. You know, I'll we were trying to put this tour together and trying to come up with an itinerary, and he messaged me one day and thought he would have connections with the church in Kansas. So, you know, I just thought he was trying to help me get the tour together, and I fell for it. So, but anyway, we're glad to be here with you tonight. This is great. All right, we have Connor Mast and Kelsey Mast. We have Caleb Shirk and Drew Shirk. We have Joy Yoder, Laura Bauman, Darlene Lee, Kendra Petrie, Christy Shirk, Ashley Yoder, Katie Schrock, Carmen Bontrager, Kirby Graber, and Darren Kaufman. I believe that's everybody. My name is Russ Martin, and I'm here with my wife Loretta and our youngest son Patrick, and we left three children with friends back home. So anyway, we're glad to be here with you tonight, and if you want to figure out who everyone's parents are and grandparents, you can do that after the service. So.
spotless day by day.
I'm happy along
the way, along the journey.
Thank you.
All right, we have a children's class here at intermission that all the children will be welcome to come forward and sit here in the center aisle. And we won't refuse any adults who would like to come sit with them. And for those of you too bashful to come and sit here, you can sit in your seats and enjoy the children's class as well. So children, come forward and have a seat here in the center.
She started in bragging, as animals will. And she boasted out loud as she threw out her chest.
Of all the beasts in the world, I'm the best. On land and on sea, even up in the sky. No animal lives who is better than I.
What's that?
Growled a voice that was terribly gruff.
Now why do you say such ridiculous stuff?
The rabbit looked down and she saw a big bear.
I'm the best of the beasts,
said the bear.
And so there.
You're not,
snapped the rabbit.
I'm better than you.
Who?
The bear snorted.
Again I say who. You talk my big miss rabbit, that's true. But how can you prove it? Just what can you do?
Thought the rabbit.
Now what can I do?
She thought and she thought. Then she finally said,
Mr. Bear, do you see these 2 ears on my head? My ears are so keen and so sharp and so fine. No ears in the world can hear further than mine.
The bear snorted. He looked at each ear.
You say they are good,
said the bear with a sneer.
But how do I know just how far they can hear?
I'll prove,
said the rabbit.
My ears are the best. You sit there and watch me. I'll prove it by test.
Then she stiffened her ears till they both stood up high and pointed straight up at the blue of the sky. She stretched her ears open as wide as she could.
Shh, I'm listening,
she said as she stood. She listened so hard that she started to sweat, and the fur on her ears and her forehead got wet. For 7 long minutes she stood. Then she stirred, and she said to the bear,
do you know what I heard? Do you see that far mountain? It's 9 miles off. There's a fly on that mountain, and I just heard him cough. Now, the cough of a fly, sir, is quite hard to hear when it's 90 miles off, but I heard it quite clear. So you see,
bragged the rabbit,
it's perfectly true. My ears are the best, so I'm better than you.
The bear, for a moment, just sulked as he said. For he knew that his ears couldn't hear things like that.
This rabbit,
he thought,
made a fool out of me, now I gotta prove that I'm better than she.
So he said to the rabbit,
you hear pretty well. You can hear 90 miles, but how far can you smell? I'm the greatest of smellers,
he bragged.
See my nose? This nose on my face is the finest that grows. My nose can smell anything both far and near. With my nose, I can smell twice as far as you'll ever hear.
You can't,
snapped the rabbit.
I can,
growled the bear. And he stuck his big nose way up high in the air. He wiggled that nose and he sniffed and he snuffed. He waggled that nose and he whiffed and he whuffed. For more than 10 minutes, he snacked and he snuffed. Then he said to the rabbit,
I've smelled far enough.
All right,
said the rabbit.
Come on now and tell. Exactly how far is that smell that you smell?
Well, I'm smelling a very far smell,
said the bear.
Away past that fly on that mountain out there, I'm smelling past many great mountains beyond, 600 miles to the edge of a pond. And way, way out there by the pond you can't see is a very small farm. On the farm is a tree, on the tree is a branch, on the branch is a nest. A very small nest where 2 tiny eggs rest. 2 hummingbird eggs, only 1/2 inch long. But my nose,
said the bear,
is so wonderfully strong. My nose is so good that I smell without fail that the egg on the left is a little bit stale. And that is a thing that a rabbit can do. So you see,
the bear boasted,
I'm better than you.
What's that?
Caught a voice from way down by his feet. The bear and the rabbit looked down at the sound. And they saw an old worm crawling out of the ground.
Now, boys,
said the worm,
you've been bragging a lot. You both think you're great, but I think you're not. You're not half as good of a fellow like me. You hear and you smell, but how far can you see? Now, I'm here to prove to you, big boasting guys, that your nose and your ears aren't as good as my eyes.
Then the little old worm cocked his head to one side, and he opened his eyes, and he opened them wide. And they looked far away with a strange sort of stare, as if they were burning 2 holes in the air. The eyes of that worm almost popped from his head. He stared half an hour till his eyelids got red.
That's enough,
growled the bear.
Tell the rabbit and me, how far did you look? Is what did you see?
Well, boys,
the worm answered.
That look I took was a look further than you ever looked. I looked way across the ocean, way out to Japan, where I can see further than anyone can. There's no one on earth who has eyesight that finer. I looked past Japan, then I looked across China, then I took a quick glance across Holland and France. I didn't stop there. I looked much further still. I kept right on looking until I looked right around the world, and right back on this hill. And back on this hill, I saw, since my eyesight's so keen, the two biggest fools you've ever seen. The fools I saw were none other than you. It seemed to have nothing else better to do than sit here and argue who's better than who.
Then the little old worm gave his head a small jerk, and he dove in his hole and went back to his work. That's all you're dismissed. What turn did I go to the little man?
Yeah. me praise a little more.
See the way.
and think of the day so swiftly passing away. The road to heaven seems hard to find, so I am doing my best to reach the home of the blessed and make it easy for those behind. Oh yes, I'm working the road, working the road, helping the weak and blind.
The weak and blind I want to
smooth out the road that leads to heaven's abode and make it easy for those behind. The road to heaven is straight and oh so narrow, the gate around the trials of every kind. I want to smooth out the snares that hinder given, our prayers and make it easy for those behind. Oh yes, I'm working the road, working. To hear them someday in glory lovingly say, you made it easy for those behind. Oh yes, I'm working the road, working the road, helping the weak and blind.
The weak and blind I want to
smooth out the road that leads to heaven's abode and make it easy for those behind.
It will be worth it when we obtain that heavenly crown.
forward in the battle as a true man of Jesus Christ, never encumbered or entangled here in this life, that we may please him who has called us into this warfare that we fight. It will be worth it when we obtain that heavenly crown.
It'll be worth our crown.
It'll be worth when we see heaven all around.
It'll be worth
the waiting.
Worth it all, worth it
all,
worth it
all.
We sang some songs earlier in the program about the hard things of the Christian life and persevering through those things and, facing hard times and working through them. And now at the last here, we want to give you, and we have started already, give you some encouragement for going through those hard times, because there is a crown that awaits those who persevere. And so let these words of encouragement sink down deep and give you strength and power for the coming days and weeks.
When Jesus comes again to gather,
chorus especially has come to mean more to me One verse says, since I've caught a glimpse of my hand in the sky, nothing of this world can keep me satisfied. And it's a reminder to me of the balance that we have to strike between being contented with where we are, but never being satisfied and always working towards something better.
Is that the Lord standing high?